From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey lays blame for a terrorist attack on its capital city. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups was responsible for a car bombing in Ankara that killed at least 28 people.
Operasyonlarımız devam ediyor. Dün bu çerçevede...
In a televised speech Thursday, Davutoğlu said the attack was carried out by the PKK Turkish separatist group together with a person who sneaked into Turkey from Syria. Davutoğlu said the Syrian man was a member of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish rebel group. Turkey considers both the YPG and the PKK to be terrorist organizations. He also appealed for international support against the YPG in apparent reference to the United States, which has backed the group in the battle against Islamic State militants. Saleh Muslim, the head of the Syrian Kurdish group, denied the Turkish allegations, saying his organization has no link to the bombings. A car bomb Wednesday targeted a convoy of military buses in the Turkish capital, just a few hundred meters from parliament and military headquarters. U.S. military officials say the northward push by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has yet to substantially weaken the American-directed fight against the Islamic State terror group in Syria, but they worry it may only be a matter of time. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group last week, calls for a cessation of hostilities in Syria. A U.S. government spokesman says the agreement reached between six world powers is not a declaration that all fighting has ended. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.